To the next episode of the Apostolic Expedition. I'm Cody, and this is my assistant pastor, Brother Larry Gray. And today we're going to touch on intercessive prayer. I want to open with a couple scriptures. First, I'm going to open with 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. It says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Then I want to jump over to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. It says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. This is Samuel, Brother Larry, telling the Israelites that if he doesn't pray for them, then it's commanded of him to pray for them. And if he doesn't do it, it would be sinning against the Lord.
Right.
We are commanded to pray for one another.
Yes.
And you know, he's telling them that he's going to teach them the correct way to pray for each other, intercessive prayer. That's getting deep into prayer with God on the behalf of somebody else.
Correct.
Me personally, like I was just saying last time, when I'm praying, I pray more for other people than I do for me.
Yes, sir.
I get more of a blessing out of it.
Absolutely.
I feel like whenever I start my prayer, the first thing I do is I repent, get anything out of the way that could be throwing up a roadblock. And once I'm past that, I forget about it. And then I focus on what I'm there for.
Right.
You know, Lord, touch this person. Lord, there's a situation going on right now. You know, and I start praying for that person. Like I said before, I don't pray for myself as much as I probably should pray for myself more, but I pray for other people more because I know you, Sister Cassie, the pastor, and everybody's already praying for me.
And yours is going to be taken care of.
Exactly. You know, I know the Lord places a hedge around my family because I believe it. I know it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you pray, but you know,
right.
That's just how it is for me.
Well, the very definition of intercession is, and this is in your dictionary, not a Bible dictionary, just a regular dictionary, the act of intervening on behalf of another. Through the intercession of friends, I was able to obtain a cure. The act of saying a prayer on behalf of another person. Now, this is in the definition in the dictionary. This is actually in there.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been removed. This is what intercession means, is to pray for others, to go to God on their behalf, to pray and intercede for their behalf, not on your behalf. But what happens is, by you interceding and stepping in or standing in the gap for others is what we say a lot, standing in the gap for someone that can't at the time, that's at one time, a mental handicap cannot do it. Mentally handicapped, I'm talking about maybe they're in a coma or something.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to the hospital and somebody is in a coma, they cannot pray for themselves.
No.
So there's no telling what they're thinking or praying or in a coma. You know, we don't know. But that's why we have to intercede for people that are comatose or friends or family that's in and out of consciousness or even those that are so high on drugs or so drunk that they can't pray. And then there are those that can't pray for themselves because guilt has ate them alive. I have been such a person as guilt ate me alive. And, you know, when guilt starts eating on you, it will eat you all the way down to your core to where you're like, what's the use in me praying? I don't deserve this. And that's what guilt is.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we have to intercede for people like that are in that position.
Yeah, because the guilt will make you feel like you're unworthy.
Absolutely.
And that's the devil. That's 100% the devil.
Yeah, guilt comes from the enemy.
Yeah, because he wants you to feel like you're not worthy.
Yep.
He wants you to beat yourself down. Because you ever heard the saying that you're your own worst enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Your mind will beat yourself down. The enemy will use against you. And
it will.
You know, and I something I've been studying on the last couple of days, you know, in the Bible, I was reading where it said that, see if I can find it real quick. There's a place where it talks about how, you know, the devil comes as a roaring lion, seeking for whom he may devour, you know, so on and so forth. But there's a part in the Bible that people always read through that they don't notice, and that's when they start talking about Jesus casting out diverse spirits and stuff like that, and sicknesses and stuff. He said, the Bible said that he casted out devils and suffered them not to speak because they knew him.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, it said devils.
Yeah.
Plural. It's not just one devil.
Plural.
Yeah. Every fallen angel's a devil.
Right.
You know, so we are outnumbered. We are outnumbered. So what do we have to do? We have to pray for each other on each other's behalf. Yeah. We got to have each other's back and be one accord.
Yeah. Well, we without God on our side are outnumbered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because everyone that failed, there's still two angels that didn't fall. Because there's a third of heaven that failed.
Yeah.
So back to what you were saying about guilt. Think about this. People that, now I know guilt's a bad thing. And it will get you in a place where it's hard for you to pray. But here's a little nugget for you. And this actually just come to me, just sitting here thinking, it has to be the Holy Ghost. People that have guilt and have trouble praying for themselves, you know the one thing they don't struggle with is pride.
Yeah.
They do not struggle with pride. You find somebody that struggles with pride, and I guarantee you they don't have a guilty bone in their body. Nothing guilt rids them. Everything's okay. And that's what's wrong with the world today. If it feels good, do it. You know, do what you feel. Do what makes you feel good. Forget about all this other stuff. You know, do what makes you happy. That's the spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
That is a spirit of the age that we live in, and that's where we're at today. So if you are laden, just laden, heavy laden with guilt, and you cannot pray, listen to Brother Larry and I, because you are guilty or because the guilt is upon you, you won't have to repent of pride because pride is not in the picture. What you have to realize is that the enemy's fighting you with guilt because he can't hit you with pride where he failed.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, you know, pride is...
It always comes back.
It does. It always comes
back. It always, because that was the first sin. It always comes back.
Yeah, that was the first sin committed in heaven. That's literally the whole...
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep into pride.
And then the pride...
That's a deep subject.
Yeah, and then, you know, Cain... God wouldn't accept his sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So that was a thing of pride also.
Yeah.
And not to go too far off, but, you know, guilt.
That's a whole other message.
Yeah, it is. But I wanted to interject that as the Holy Ghost was leading me. You won't. So that is a, just take it as a compliment. If you have guilt upon you, that means that the enemy is trying to keep you down.
Yeah.
Because he knows God. He knows God will forgive you if you ask. True. Simple as that.
It's as simple as, and it's like I said.
Only thing he won't forgive.
Blasphemy of the
Holy Spirit. Is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That's it. And God cannot lie. So if he says, I can't forgive you of blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, but I'll forgive you of everything else, God's not going to lie. So he can forgive you. That guilt is of the enemy. Right. Conviction is from God. We've said this
before. Yep.
Conviction is from God. Conviction means, hey, stop doing that. Turn around and do right. Guilt says, it don't matter what you do, you'll never get right with God. God will never forgive you. That's guilt. And that's from the enemy.
Yeah, convictions of God, condemnations of the devil.
That's right.
And the devil wants to beat you down to the point where you feel like you can't come back from where you
are. To where you won't ask.
Yep.
Yeah, he wants to get you in a mind frame to where you can't ask God for help.
That's, you know, that's the thing is the devil wants to get you to the point where you are pretty much in almost into reprobate mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you're thinking you're a reprobate.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can't come back mm-hmm. from it. But here's the thing. It only takes calling on the name of Jesus.
One moment.
Reach up and touch the
hand. One moment in God's grace. One moment
yes.
at his feet and one moment in his presence. And God can change everything. That's how he did it for me. One moment.
It's like I said, whenever I pray for repentance, I mm-hmm. ask for it. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I say it, I forgive it.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it. I made a mistake. Moving mm-hmm. on. Lord has already forgiven me as far as the east is from the
west. That's right. And he's forgotten it too.
Yep, he's forgotten. He's the, like you said last time.
He forgives and forgets.
He forgives and forgets. That's the bad thing about humans is we're,
we don't forget. We don't forget.
We can forgive, but we don't try it. So, but that's why we come in as Christians, not just this is for all Christians, not just apostolic, not just apostolic Pentecostal.
No,
but we are supposed to pray for one another.
We are
when somebody's having a hard time, when a family has lost a loved one, we are, you know, when a family is somebody's been hurt, car accident, something's happened, we are supposed to step in. When somebody says, "Hey, will you pray for me?" You're supposed to drop what you're doing.
Yeah. Or the body.
Start praying. Like you said last, our pastor teaches us to not wait.
Do it now.
Do it now because.
I agree with that. Yeah. I do that. I do that myself. There's times I'll be on a computer or something and you'll text me or call me or let me know somebody in prayer or dad. Also, when I say I'm praying now, I mean it. I put everything aside. Now, that ain't going to be no hour of prayer.
No.
But I'm right there. I'm touching God.
Yep.
And the only way you can do that every time is by having a relationship with God. It always goes back to relationship.
Well, it's like we said, too.
You have to work at it, too. I have to work. My relationship don't come easy.
No.
This is a thing that I have to put in action and you have to put in action. And we have to service it every single day.
Every single day. And you have to. Here's the thing is. You have to have a relationship with God that's
automatic. If somebody mentions God or says God, boom, your mind's already in the right
place. Exactly.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? By having an intimate relationship.
Yep. That's right.
Having a close personal relationship with God.
Yep.
Listen. I've been in and out of church numerous times. We've been through this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a relationship with God now where Absolutely. He wakes me up in the middle of the mm-hmm. night to pray. He wakes me up in the middle of the night to preach to myself.
Mm-hmm.
He wakes me up just to go read my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a joke with God. Like, mm-hmm. listen, I believe God has a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I do because I'll say, Lord, I appreciate the time with you, but when do I sleep? You know, but, there'll be times that I'll literally lay my head down. I'll just start to doze off. And God's like, hey, it's time to go read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, you need to pray for this person. He did it to me one night about you.
Yep.
He woke me up in the middle of the night. Hey, pray for Brother Larry.
Yep.
I got up and I started praying for Brother Larry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
Yep.
And you know, with the relationship we're talking about, it all goes back. Even the intercessory goes back to relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't intercede for somebody unless you have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because your prayers don't just bounce off, but where do they go? If your relationship has dissipated with God, your prayers dissipate.
Exactly.
You know, not being ugly, not being ugly, but you know, the apostolics have a way. We have a way of saying, when you pray, Don't just pray. Pray through.
Yep,
you have to pray through. There's things that are trying to hinder you.
Yep.
Just like Daniel's prayers were hindered.
Yep.
The prince of Persia stood against the, you know, and he was here and withstood me. The angel said he withstood me. Prince of Persia, which he's talking about another angel or a fallen angel.
Yes.
Withstood toward, and they told Daniel when they finally got here, they told Daniel, we heard from the first thing what you doing. Just couldn't get here. So pray through. Pray through. So that's what intercessory does. It gets through to God and intercedes on others' behalf.
And that's the thing is I was actually reading the other day, you know, something had me look,
oh, that's good stuff, man.
That's a heavy reading. And to add to that, actually, you know, you ran through the veil, you know.
Through the veil.
Did you know that valley, short for valley, is veil?
It's veil.
And and valley and veil means a depression.
Depression.
A depression in the land, or it could be a depression on your heart.
On your heart.
Depression
on
in your soul. It's that's what these spirits want to do. The enemy. He wants to bring a veil around you.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to surround you. That's where that, you know, earlier when I said we're outnumbered, that didn't mean that I know with God, it doesn't matter how many spirits come against you with God.
Yeah.
But these spirits want to bring a veil around.
He wants to cloak you without communication.
Without communication.
He wants to cloak you in without communication. So you cannot. What does that mean, brother? So you cannot press through what you have to press through. Whether it's a veil, whether it's praying through in the Holy Ghost, whether it's through any kind of mess that's right here.
Yep.
You know, I heard this and I heard this thing, I always put it in use. I heard this guy, the musician or something,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going off topic. I just, he was a musician or something, or musician, he played in music, or maybe he sung or something. But he would always sit by himself before this concert or something. He would say, clear the mechanism.
Clear
the mechanism. And then I see it in this movie one time I was watching. And what they were talking about, the whole thing is sometimes this gets so overwhelming right in here because this is where the battle's at.
Oh, yeah.
You learn to empty this out and put God in here, then you won't have no problem praying any of these things. And in any area of your life, you will be explosive in it.
Yeah.
Because this right here is clear. God has your mind. Yeah. If he's got your mind and your heart working together with him, you won't say what you're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
You will say what you're supposed to say. You will not pray what you're not supposed to pray. You will pray what you're supposed to pray.
Exactly.
I hope that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, touching a little bit more on the on that veil part and the cloak. You brought a cloak.
They
will cloak you. That's where you're, once they start to put that cloak around people, that's where your guilt comes in. That's where your depression
absolutely
comes in. That's where hatred
comes in. It's all inside of it.
Yep. It's all inside of it. And that's
they what will stop
you from being able to get.
The enemy will start bombarding you with that stuff. Absolutely.
And that's why you pray through it.
Right.
So, we know that you have to pray for other people. Now, how I know that is because why would God wake me up in the middle of the night to pray for someone?
That's right.
If we aren't supposed
to do it. That's right. He wakes me up too. Normally, if he wakes me up, it's around between that 3 and 3:30, 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Usually that's when it is. And that's the quickening hour, I believe.
I believe a lot of it's got to do with the spiritual realm.
Spiritual realm and everything's asleep, but the enemy and God's angelic host is not asleep. They don't sleep.
Well, you got to also keep in mind that as there are people like you and I in this church, there are people out there that do witchcraft. And
there's people that will pray and they will intercede, and the evil way,
yeah, you know, with the God of
if I can use that word. I mean, because the enemy always perverts what the Lord is trying to do.
The God of this world, and you know, when I say this world, I mean
the little
worldly stuff,
yeah.
The little
gene.
You know, they do things. Listen, they spy on you with demonic spirits.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, listen, if you don't think that those things don't come against you, if you're living for God, they try to come against
mm-hmm.
you, period. And they're just as deep into what they're doing as we are,
you know. Yeah.
So it's a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And people are being attacked. People are,
yeah.
you know, I have family members and friends that,
mm-hmm.
that I grew up with that are on drugs
mm-hmm.
and alcohol, you know, and, you know, these spirits have surrounded them and put
mm-hmm.
the veil around them. And it takes men like I and women and in this church and other churches to pray for them, to pray them through this,
yeah.
because God will intervene if it's within His will. And sometimes we have to pray, Lord, show them, you know, show them that you're here. Show them that there's a way out, Lord. Sometimes your prayers getting answered aren't what you expect.
Right.
You know, we just had a situation.
Yeah.
It happened that way.
Yeah.
You know, we've been praying for on
yeah.
something for over 2 weeks.
And we had two different ways we were praying.
Yeah.
That does not mean either was wrong. It just means that, you know, that's how we pray, and that's, you know, that's how you go about it. You don't do everything perfect
no.
in prayer. God rewards the effort. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're waking up at 3:30 in the morning, to anybody out there, God's waking you up and you get yourself out of bed and you get down on your knees before anything, before your coffee, and you're praying for that person. God rewards that.
Yeah.
It does not go unnoticed. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to pray perfect every time, especially if you're just now starting out.
Yeah.
To intercede, or God's just now starting to wake you up in the morning,
yeah.
and being like that.
You know, I'm still fairly new to it. I mean,
yeah.
I've been a church in that church for many years, but you know, I'm still learning. I'm still a baby.
Me too.
I'm still crawling. You know, you're my mentor. I have a lot of really good mentors, and you know, but you, I confide in you all the time about things. And, you know, and I may say, you know, I may not be in deep as the word as I, you know, as everybody else is, but I try not to speak on things unless I know for sure
yeah.
that I've, you know, I've got some knowledge on it. And, but most of the time when I speak something, this is the Holy Ghost. It's
you
not,
feel it.
It's,
yeah.
it's not something that,
yeah.
and I'm just like, hey, I want to talk about this.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost leads me to say it. But, you know, intercessive prayer for me, it was a eye-opener
mm-hmm.
Because, like I told you before, it was always about me praying for my family.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I need this to happen. Lord, I need that to happen. And don't get me wrong, the Lord still knew. Lord,
yeah.
Lord took care of us. But it was when I learned to say, Lord, this person is hurting. This person is going through a situation. This person, you know, and I started thinking about other people
right.
and other souls. That's when it really started my walk with God starting to get broader,
yeah.
and you know, shining, and the Lord started to use me more, and
mm-hmm.
you know, allowed me to grow, and you know, revelation of the Word will come through prayer sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, when you're praying, and
yeah.
you know, you start. Speaking to God, God will give, without even reading the word, sometimes God will give you a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, have you ever had God give you a scripture that you don't ever remember reading, but it pops in your head when you're speaking?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, and just like splurted out and it'd be
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
Like that happens.
That's how the Holy Ghost is. Yeah.
So, but I know that, you know, we have a lot of, friends and family that need prayer. And that's, you know, that started weighing on my heart. You know, I was telling you about it last time that, you know, we have friends and family and people in our town that are weighing down on my heart that I want to see saved. And the Lord told me, you know, that we would see this church fill up even more with people that we never
Yeah.
thought we would ever see in
Yeah,
there.
I felt that and I've heard that same thing. Actually, two or three people have heard that and felt that. There's been tons of interpretations, prophetic stuff about that. And you can say, I don't believe in that. Well, there's coming a day when prophecy will be fulfilled and the prophetic stuff that's in the scripture that's plain to see. That you may not know all the Bible, but I know you know some of it. I'm talking to the people here. And when you see those things, that's going to be your get up and go notion, get up and go to church,
Yes.
because it's at hand. Real quickly, if I could hit this scripture right here, Romans, I only have one scripture, but this is what it always comes to me about this. And I think we've actually hit on this before, this scripture, but I'm going to read it again in Romans chapter 6 and verse, where are we at here? This is verse, I'm sorry. It's Romans chapter 8. And we'll start at verse 18 here. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And this is it in a nutshell. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, capital S, itself maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That scripture tells me that the Holy Ghost within us, it travails
Yeah.
and it knows how to bring out, it groans things and says things, the utterance of tongues and the Holy Ghost when you get, and we had talked about it, when you get into your prayer closet, there's sometimes intercession takes over. And that's what that is. It goes beyond our human understanding, our human comprehension, and it goes beyond English. And so many times people want to come against tongues, but this is what God chose.
Yeah.
He knew that the tongue was going to be an unruly evil from the beginning of man to the ending of man.
That's
He
right.
knew it. So he said, I'm going to take that tongue and they're going to know it's me, the person that I'm putting my Holy Ghost in. They're going to know it's me because I'm going to take their tongue and they're going to utter things that they've never uttered before. And they're going to think. They're going to think.
That's right.
And they're going to know and believe and know that it is me, that it's not them. And that's exactly what happened when I got the Holy Ghost. And that's the utterance of tongues. That's the sign. That's the sign of the Holy
Yeah.
Ghost. The first fruits. That's what we was talking about. First
That's
fruits.
the evidence.
And then when you begin to intercede for people in intercession, what we've been talking about, the Holy Ghost takes over. Once you have the Holy Ghost, it takes over for you and it prays in tongues for you. And you may speak in tongues for an hour. And you may go through your prayer language and you may start singing songs in tongues and things. And I know there are people that don't believe in that, but I'm going to tell you, don't knock it until you've experienced it, because I'm
Right.
telling you, it is very real. It's as real as this right here. It is actually more real, the Holy Ghost, to me than it is me peaching my skin here.
Oh
I
yeah.
can tell you that,
Oh yeah.
because It's what changes our lives, and it's what gives us hope.
Yep.
If we had nothing on the inside telling us that we have the Holy Ghost, here's my big hang up with people that say the Spirit lives within them. You say, and you've declared, there are people that declare that I have the Holy Spirit. They don't say the Holy Ghost, they say the Holy Spirit. Well, that's fine. Does the Holy Spirit have you?
That's right.
If you have the Holy Spirit, there's evidence that you have a hold of the Holy Spirit because you walk. What inside of you tells others and witnesses the truth of the Holy Spirit in you?
That's right. That's right.
Does the Holy Spirit have you? Does the Holy God, Holy Ghost, Holy God, Jesus Christ, does he have you? Period.
Yep. Are you going to, you know, are you going to step out of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
Are you going to listen? There's going to come a time when we're going to be martyred.
Yeah.
You know, it could be very soon, you know, but with all that being said, speaking in tongues being the evidence, I think I've already talked about this, but the day I got the Holy Ghost, I didn't know I was speaking in tongues. He'll tell you. Yeah. I went straight to him. Yeah. Like somebody told me that, if you didn't speak in tongues, you didn't get the Holy Ghost. Well, I knew I had the Holy Ghost, but somebody said that to me. And I was hurt. I come to you and I I've told you, I'm like, I didn't speak in tongues. He's like, you dead looked me in the eye. He goes, yeah, you did. I was standing there.
That's right.
You were speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
But I was speaking in English. Yeah. And I actually touched on this on TikTok last night. Somebody went through the same thing. I told him. I said, listen, I said, nobody can tell you if you have the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to know.
You will know it.
Because, listen, the devil tried to tell me I didn't have it.
Because everything will change in your life.
Everything.
There'll be things that you'll be like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this. And there are people that claim to have the Holy Spirit that they said, well, I don't do those things. And you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But what's happened is they have been blinded by the little chi of this world and the spirit of Antichrist.
Yeah.
Here it is in the whole. This is off subject, but this is needed for right now. Here's the whole thing about the Holy Ghost. If there was not something to it, the enemy, the devil, your sworn enemy, and my sworn enemy, would not fight it and knock it down and knock it so bad. He would not pervert it and twist it and to make it say, that's of the devil. There wouldn't be all them things coming against the Holy Ghost. That's why all those things are coming against the Holy Ghost, because it is real.
That's right.
It is real.
Listen, I used to hear this saying all the time. I'm not going to put the saying. Somebody asked me one time, he goes, right now, if you think of where the devil's at, you know, where Satan's at right now, you know, where would you picture him to be at? You know, and the people around me is like, oh, I see him in the bars, or I see him. Oh, no.
No, he's not. He's got those people.
He's trying to sit right in there with us.
Yeah, he's got those people.
Yeah, he's got those people
to see.
He wants to stop people like you. He wants to stop
him. He wants to stop.
Yep.
That goes back to my point a while ago, real quick. If there's no trouble going on in your life, everything's rosy, it's peachy, you never have anybody come against you, you never have anything wrong, everything is okay, life is good, I got money in the bank, my kids are prom queens and prom kings, and they're going to college, I'm never having any trouble, my kids don't lie, this happens. You better shake yourself and wake yourself up. Because in this world, in this life, you will have trouble.
Right.
The scripture commands it, and it's a statement that's made by Christ alone. In these times and troubles, you will have tribulation. And if you're not having tribulation and you're not having trials and tests, you better shake yourself and say, what is wrong with my religion?
Yeah, 100%.
Your religion, if it's the true religion, if it's the one way religion, it should shake you to your core.
Well, think about it. It's funny because when I started coming back to church, well, that started happening in my house.
Yeah.
Spirit started coming after my kids.
Listen, that's the thing.
I'm going to tell you how
it is. And none of that happened before, right?
I mean,
you were fine.
The first day we went back to church, and I told my kids that we were going to start going back to church. We're going to live for God.
Yeah.
We're going back to the way we were. You know,
You didn't want to see this on the box. Yep.
The next day, a demonic spirit held my son down in his bed, and he couldn't move all night long.
Stuff happens. Yes. Stuff happens to children of God.
Because the devil, if he has you, he's not going to bother you. It was the second that he realized that, oh, this is real now, he's going to get serious. He's going to serve God. I have to do something.
Yeah.
He wants to scare you. He's going to attack you. He's going to do things. And he wants to discourage you. And, you know, you have to put on your armor of God. You have to have your sword. You have to have your shield. You have to be ready to fight. Because if you're not ready to fight, you will be destroyed.
Yep.
He does
from one end of the spectrum to the other. If he has to enrobe you, encapsulate you in guilt, to keep you from reaching out from God, or if he has to give you a false religion and make you think, oh, God has been so good to me, I never have anything wrong, then he would, hey. It's better to be right here in the middle, not too far to the left and not too far to the right.
That's right.
Right in the middle.
He wants you to be nice.
I got things coming from me here, and I got things coming from me here. I got the guilt trying to eat me here, and I got the enemy trying to say, you know, I'm coming after you here.
Yeah. Well, and he wants to get you where you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And lukewarm.
And then when you get lukewarm and you get comfortable, you'll quit praying.
Yep.
You'll quit reading your Bible. So many times, the symbolic of a storm is something that would shake you and shake your household.
Yep.
And we come into storms in our lives for God to shake us to get a hold of us.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting close to the end here. You want to wrap it up for us? Let us know where we can be found at.
So check us out we're on Amazon Music, we're on iHeartRadio, we're on Spotify, Podbean, and we're on YouTube. And we're on a couple other ones, but I don't really push those too much. Right now we're working on trying to get on Pando app, which is an application for incarcerated people. We're trying to get on that. Hopefully we'll be able to push that over here pretty soon.
Eventually, we'll be going live.
We'll be doing live.
We're going live to where we can have questions come up.
Yep.
Go ahead and tell them about that.
Okay. We're going to be doing lives where we can have questions pop up on the screen. We're also going to have the phone set up where certain people that don't have the knowledge to be able to do the typing back and forth, we'll be able to do call-ins and stuff. But I want to try to push it farther. To some point, I want to try to get on TV too.
Yep.
At some point.
Yep.
We're trying to do all that. But, you know, until then, we're going to start doing some lives and stuff like that.
Yep. But we'll be having some visitors.
Yes.
We'll have our pastor on, pastor's wife, and we're going to have our lives on eventually. But we want to get through some stuff and do some live takes first and get some things worked out, you know?
Yeah. So we had a lot of things getting ready to happen. We are going to get some more equipment.
Yes.
So the quality will get better as we go. Right now, I know the audio quality isn't that great, and we apologize for that. We are doing this completely out of pocket, me and Brother Larry ourselves. So, we're just trying to get it launched. But we are coming to a point now where I think we're going to start growing even more. We want you to follow us share on YouTube, please. If you know, share with your friends, send the link over to anybody you think would like to hear our podcast. You know, we're on, like I said, we're on Spotify and Podbean. I would really like to climb the charts on Spotify and YouTube. We also have a Facebook page called the Apostolic Expedition. You can check that out. It's on Facebook. And you can message us through there if you have questions or if you'd like to touch on a subject. You can ask us to touch on a subject. Give us some ideas on things we can cover. I mean, we have lots of things we can cover, but we'd like to touch on things that you're curious about. You know, and it gives us opportunities to even dive deeper into the word and study ourselves because this is an expedition. We're searching for truth. We know, you know, Brother Larry knows the Bible pretty well. But it gives me an opportunity to dive deeper into the word
We
too.
both can.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I can learn more and more and more. And that's what
We feed off each other.
So, with all that being said, you know, please like, follow, subscribe to our pages. You know, and at some point we are going to be going live. I'm thinking probably very soon. I want to give a live one a go. We just need to find out who all would be willing to attend it. And we also, I was thinking, Brother Larry, I didn't mention it to you, but I think I want to start doing some giveaways with people,
Sounds
you know,
good.
like maybe Thompson Chain Bibles, you know, study Bibles,
Anything that can help, that's absolutely
and I'm actually getting ready to start building altars, like for your prayer room, with cushions on them for your knees. If you're interested in those, please message us on Facebook. We're going to start building those, and all the money proceeds are going to go towards the podcast. It'll all be used for the podcast, for equipment, and stuff like that. We're working on getting I'm working on getting merchandise for with our logo and stuff on it, and getting a shop put up for us. So you'll be able to buy shirts, coffee mugs, and stuff like that with our logo and stuff on it. And we're gonna I'm gonna have we got a bunch of really talented ladies here and that are gonna help us design logos and different kinds of shirts that I think we're gonna start printing up because we got all the stuff to do it at the house. So, and I'm gonna put them on a shop and you can buy them and all the proceeds will go to the podcast and to the ministry. We're working on a lot of different things right now, but we appreciate y'all joining us. And Brother Larry, do you want to pray us out?
Well, real quick, Pastor and Sister Strickland are our pastors here, pastor's wife, and we are at the Apostolic Church of Jesus Christ in Homosassa, and the address is Pennsylvania
It's on Pennsylvania
Avenue.
Avenue. I can't I, for some reason I can never
If you got any questions, you can contact us through Apostolic Expedition, or you can catch us, Larry Gray on Messenger, or Brother Cody Huggins on Messenger. You can text us and let us know. Our church times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night afternoon at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we have a service, one service. The last service, last Sunday of the month, would be a 12 o'clock service.
Yeah.
So y'all come visit us, and if you need a ride, we can try to work it out for you somehow, some way.
We have a bus.
We do have a bus. We'd like to have two or three, you know, to operate that, or we'll just come and get you our vehicle. Real quick, I want to thank Brother Cody Huggins. This is, like he said, this takes a lot to get into, a lot of preparation, and he's doing a wonderful job. We appreciate him around the church here and what he's doing in this podcast. And listen, we want you to share this and to give it to people, and we want it to reach people. That's the whole reason we're doing it. We're not just getting on here to talk. We're getting on here to share the word and to share the gospel. We thank you and we appreciate you, and we're going to pray real quick. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, Lord, for this afternoon, God. Thank you, Lord, for this cast, God. I pray, Lord, that we have said something to motivate somebody into the right way, God. We pray, Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life, God. That's what we represent. Myself and Brother Cody represent you, God. Lord, we want to represent you to the fullest, God. We want the message of truth to come across clear, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, touch those that attune in, Lord. I pray that it's helped somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We love you. Lord bless you. We'll see you next time, next Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
Thank you.